We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we'll go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
So you'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And welcome back.
Hey, everybody. The Michigan Business Beat brought to you, of course, on the Michigan Business Network. And we're in our studio in downtown Lansing. But that, of course, as you know, gives us access to the world. So we go out there and find stuff that is very important to businesses. And we found an author and an EOS implementer, actually, who's got some really good words of wisdom for all of us. Scott Padgett joins us today from Grand Rapids. Scott, good to have you on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Good. All right. So listen, so you're an EOS guy. You do a lot of consulting. You work with a lot of businesses, and I can empathize with that. So now you are an author. Let's talk about that. What brought to you this opportunity to do a book?
Well, this is actually my second book in a series. I'm calling it the Honest Culture Series. And a lot of it was just, you know, I'm in sessions and I've been through coaching. I mean, I've been doing this for over a decade, and through my coaching experiences and working with teams, like I saw leaders tripping up on the same thing over and over again. And a lot of it was around that concept of the relational part of leadership, not the planning or not the, you know, not the making quick decisions, not fixing your cost structure in your organization. It was getting other people to work together. And so that was kind of the kernel that started a lot of this work. And again, the first book was more about the internal leader in terms of what do you need to do differently inside to be a little bit more of an empathetic and not only a task leader, but also a people leader. And then this next book is really about, okay, how do you take that into more of a team setting? And that's I call it the Honest Culture Series. And that's Truth at the Heart is really focused on the leader and helping them think through, how do I create this kind of this wheel of my team where honesty and truth and performance are all happening.
So let's talk about the format of this, because it's very interesting. I mean, you call on people who obviously you've worked with, but also you respect and you know, what they've gleaned from all this and how they perform. Run down a little bit of how you put this together and who you talk to.
Well, I realize I'm a parent and I have four kids, and one of the great, bits of wisdom I received as a young parent was someone looked at me and said, Scott, the hardest thing about parenting is allowing other adults to kind of play significant roles in the lives of your kids. And that recognition that, you know, after a while, it sounds like blah, 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 right? And so as I was writing this book, I thought, what can I do to really make this book speak to a lot of different people? And I thought, you know, I work with leaders all the time and they're awesome. So I went out and said, I'm going to go interview six leaders that I know are great leaders. And I'm going to interview them and ask them questions and not tell them what my model is, but just talk to them about truth and planning and all. And how do you know, how do you connect with people when you're busy? And when do you pause the team and all those types of things, and just take their wisdom. And so collectively, the book actually got 50% bigger, because probably about a third of the book is wisdom from these leaders. And I thought that was super important, because they can, you know, I can write a book, but how do I bring value to the leaders I'm trying to help? And I thought the interviews were probably, it was my favorite part of the book, because I got to really spend some time with some great people.
Well, it's pretty amazing when you take on an endeavor like this, how much it enlightens you.
True. Yeah, that's there's a whole different interview on the things I took away. Like, wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's go, if you want to, go through a few of the leaders and what, you know, what that conversation was like.
Yeah, and I'm going to start Javier Olvera, which you might have met him. He was a 50 company to watch, Supermercado Mexico, a few years ago. And Javier was really interesting in the sense that, you know, as we boil down truth and trust, he said, he made a great quote one time, and you know, we always talk about planning. I talk a lot about creating the target, and that's kind of that planning process. And a lot of people think, well, planning is because businesses do that. And Javier mentioned this. He said, if we all understand the plan and are committed to working to achieve it, fear loses its power. And so if you think about planning, and that was one of the things Javier, you know, in stepping back, it was just a very, he's an entrepreneur, and it was one of those bits of wisdom. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I mean, the plan is about helping everyone understand here's what we're doing, so that the fear of achieving and the fear of, oh, it's all on me, kind of goes away. And I thought that was super important. another leader that I talked to, Paul Doyle, who worked at Coastal Container. He's the CEO actually of Coastal Container and Coastal Automotive here on the Lakeshore. And one of the things, you know, Paul talked about is that when we, you know, when we don't address with truth the things that we see that shouldn't be happening, you know, it's our way of to the rest of the company, it condones that behavior.
Yeah.
And so you begin to recognize the importance, especially as you grow your business, and especially even in these times, I've talked to leaders who have seen behaviors come into the workplace because of things happening outside the workplace that if they didn't address them right away, it's just, you know, it's going to boil over. And so you get wisdom like that when you talk to leaders. And those were two examples of kind of those aha moments for me that I thought was just brilliant.
Well, I have to tell you that those two moments are brilliant. And this thing is full of brilliant moments like that. The name of the book is Truth at Heart by Scott Patchen. And thanks so much, not only for the book, second in the series, but also for the work you do, because, you know, if we can keep everybody healthy, moving in the right direction, that helps Michigan an immense amount. So
absolutely. And I know we share that passion.
Good. Thanks for the work you do, Scott Patchen. I appreciate you being with us. And you have a prosperous week, okay?
You too.
All right. Chris Holman here on Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We're going to be right back. Stick around. There's a lot ahead.